The tomato suspension agreement with Mexico faces termination. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. The tomato suspension agreement, TSA, originally established in 1996 between the United States and Mexico, has long served as a critical framework regulating the importation of Mexican tomatoes. It has provided economic stability, enforceable trade conditions, and a year-round supply of fresh tomatoes to the U.S. market. In early April 2025, the U.S. Department of Commerce announced its intent to terminate the agreement, a decision set to go into effect on July 14, 2025, introducing a 20% tariff on imported Mexican tomatoes. Key stakeholders across Texas: Commissioner Eli Torres, Hidalgo County, PCT, 4, Dante Galeazzi, CEO, President, Texas International Produce Association, and Alejandro Barrera, City Manager, Roma, TX, have voiced urgent opposition. Their unified message is clear. Terminating the TSA would trigger widespread economic harm, disrupt supply chains, raise consumer prices, and erode decades of trade progress. The call to action is for policymakers and citizens to advocate for the agreement's preservation or modernization, rather than its dissolution. Commissioner Eli Torres stated, "We are here to discuss a critical issue that affects not only our local economy, but also the livelihoods of thousands of Texans." Speaking about her recent testimony before the Texas legislature in support of House Committee Resolution 108, Torres emphasized, "This agreement has been a cornerstone of fair trade and economic stability, and its potential termination poses a significant threat to our community." According to Torres, the imposition of a 20% tariff on Mexican tomatoes will have a devastating impact on the region, particularly in the Rio Grande Valley, where 50% of Mexican tomatoes enter the U.S. through ports of entry in FAR, McAllen, Roma, and Laredo. The tomato trade supports over 32,000 jobs in Texas and contributes more than $4 billion to the state's economy. Commissioner Torres highlighted anticipated consumer impacts, stating, "We anticipate that with this tariff, the price of tomatoes will increase up to about 50%, which would affect numerous food items and raise the cost of living, especially in South Texas." Torres added, "The potential loss of these jobs and the disruption to our agricultural economy will be catastrophic, from growers and packers to transporters and retailers." Dante Galeazzi, CEO and President of the Texas International Produce Association, also emphasized the longstanding importance of the agreement. "Since 1996, the tomato suspension agreement has been an absolute success," he said, pointing to its role in establishing floor prices, ensuring quality inspections, and setting standards for distressed produce. Galeazzi referred to an economic analysis released by Texas A&M University, which found that Mexican tomato imports generate $8.33 billion in economic activity in the U.S. annually. "Every $1 of Mexican tomatoes imported into our country produces $2.67 of economic return," Galeazzi stated. Galeazzi also addressed job impacts, noting that more than 47,000 jobs in the United States are directly connected to tomato imports, with more than 30,000 of those jobs here in Texas. He stressed the importance of the agreement to border communities and said that removing it would put entire towns at risk. Galeazzi explained that last year, Texas processed 2.19 billion pounds of fresh tomatoes from Mexico, amounting to over 47% of all fresh tomatoes consumed in the U.S. "Texas is crucial to tomato trade," he said. Alejandro Barrera, city manager for Roma, Texas, described the agreement's relevance to local economic development. "This agreement is not just a distant policy issue. It is a direct, tangible lifeline for our local economy, our workforce, and our future," Barrera said. Roma's port of entry, the Roma Miguel Alemán International Bridge, sees around 200 commercial trucks cross into the U.S. daily, and nearly 60% of imports through the port are produce. Of that, approximately 20% are tomatoes, he noted. Barrera reported that Roma processes approximately 50,000 commercial shipments annually and has experienced exponential growth. The city's new industrial park was developed under the assumption that international produce trade would continue. "The removal of the tomato suspension agreement will not only disrupt this growth, it will reverse it," he said. According to Barrera, Thousands of shipments and the jobs and the revenue tied to them would be at risk, including customs brokers, warehouse operators, logistics teams, and inspectors. In response to questions regarding domestic production capacity, Galeazzi addressed the issue of year-round supply. "We do have tomato industry here in the U.S., but the problem is we can't grow the tomatoes year-round here in the U.S. We simply don't have the weather, nor do we have the resources, labor, water, or infrastructure," he said. Galeazzi emphasized that Mexico has invested billions of dollars in greenhouses and infrastructure that allow for production volumes and varieties not possible in the U.S. "We really need the production of Mexico alongside U.S. production to be able to ensure tomatoes are here in the U.S. marketplace year-round," he stated. Galeazzi also reported ongoing discussions with federal leaders. "We are speaking directly to the Department of Commerce. We're also engaging with our senators and congressional representatives," he said. He confirmed that state and municipal leaders, including those from FAR and ROMA, are actively participating in these efforts. All three speakers called on the public to reach out to their elected officials. "I urge all of you to call your U.S. representative and senators and tell them to support the tomato suspension agreement," Commissioner Torres said. Barrera concluded, "Roma's proud to be a key player in this trade network. We're ready to grow, but we need the foundation of this agreement to remain in place."